The smell of curry, dumplings, and butter seeps through the windows outside of Pelmeni in downtown Juneau. It's an Alaskan take on a classic Russian comfort food, dumplings.
So when you say the name of the dish in English, it sounds pelmeni, right? And that's how we all say it. But if you say that in Russian language, it is pronounced pelmeni.
That's Yana White. She moved to Juneau from Russia in 2009. She grew up making pelmeni with her family once a month on Sundays. White hopes to make pelmeni with her daughter soon, just like she made them with her parents and grandparents in Russia.
My daughter loves them, and she doesn't eat them with traditional condiments such as sour cream or vinegar. She eats them with ketchup.
The pelmeni you'll find in Juneau are not quite traditional. They have a lot more toppings, lots of butter, curry powder, cilantro, and sriracha. And on the side, there's a slice of fluffy rye bread. The non-traditional toppings are additions that the owner Dave Bonk made when he bought the restaurant in 1998 from an American expatriate who was trying to get back to Russia.
We went through one night after hours, and he said, "Hey, you want to take this over from me?" And he'd only had been doing it like a month or two.
All he wanted in return for the restaurant was a plane ticket to Russia. Since then, pelmeni has become a staple in the Juneau community. The current manager at the Juneau restaurant, Leighton Bullock, says the restaurant has been open every day since 2011, even during the pandemic. It's also one of the few restaurants in downtown Juneau that's open late. That, combined with the low price, has made it a popular spot. Bullock says,
You get your high schoolers and you get your hipsters and you get like your late night partiers that come in and they're just tossing numbers to you and saying, you know, I need three, I need four, I need five.
For a long time, pelmeni was just a Juneau thing, but it grew, first to Bellingham, then Sitka, and now there's a new location in downtown Anchorage. David Clark lives in Anchorage, but has been to Juneau many times and is a big fan. Clark remembers the first time he had pelmeni in 2014. He flew to Juneau to do some advocacy work in the legislature, and everybody on the trip with him told him to go to pelmeni. Once he tried it, he was hooked.
For me, it's really just about, what memories do you make here?
One of his favorite recent memories was when he went to pelmeni after hanging out with friends at a downtown outdoor bar.
We ended up closing out the shop, you know, just sitting and laughing and talking just about anything and everything.
Clark was a little skeptical that the new Anchorage restaurant could compare to Juneau's reputation. When he got back to Anchorage, Alaska Public Media's Kavitha George met him there for lunch.
Hey David, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
The Anchorage shop is across the street from the Captain Cook Hotel in downtown, and it's set up to feel familiar for pelmeni regulars. There's a vintage cash register at the counter, and the essential question from the dumpling slinger.
You got beef and potato?
All right, let's do an order of beef.
Okay.
I'll take a can of Diet Coke, too.
Diet Coke, cool.
Yep.
That brings you to 9 even on the card today.
Waiting for his order, David says it's pretty easy to tell you're at a pelmeni shop.
Of course, just like in Juneau, there's kind of like a little library going on of records, and there's also a record player. I would say the essential components are there, yeah.
Behind the counter, it's dumpling slinger Eduard Seryozhenkov's second week on the job. Seryozhenkov is part Russian, born in Anchorage, and grew up making similar dumplings with his family, though he's never been to the flagship shop in Juneau.
Well, here you dress them with all kinds of stuff like curry powder and sriracha sauce and cilantro. The Russian style is a little richer, more soupy. To each their own.
He says the first weekend the shop was open, it was slammed. Lunchtime on a weekday is pretty slow, but Seryozhenkov says that doesn't mean the dumplings won't catch on in Anchorage.
I think this place works best late night, like, for sure. This place is like a Christmas tree, it's all lit up. And if you can get people to walk here from the bars, it's going to be popping.
A few minutes later, dumplings on the table. David says the only noticeable difference between the two shops is the half slice of bread that accompanies the pelmeni. In Juneau, it's marbled rye, but in Anchorage, it's plain old white bread until the rye comes in.
They definitely taste fresh. I honestly can't really tell a difference between, you know, Anchorage and Juneau.
Still, Clark says he's not sure the Anchorage pelmeni will take off in the same way as Juneau's, or whether it will fill a similar niche as a community-building late-night spot. He says only time will tell. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Kavitha George.
And in Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.